All right. Welcome, baby. We are back once again on the Dory on Purpose show. And boy, do we have a show for you today. I know I say this all the time. I know y'all sick of me saying this, but this one is really personal. And this one is really special because today I have a lady in the studio who's been watching over me for almost 40 years. Let me tell you something. I wore my special shirt today, Stephanie. It says Soror because this is my Soror. But not only is she my Soror, but she's what we call my special. And I don't know what I have on my lip there. I'll explain that a little bit later in the interview, but I need y'all to know. I need y'all right now at the beginning of this show, put some fire in the chat for this lady. She's small in stature, but she's big in everything else she does. She stands up and she stands for so many things. So welcome to the Dory on Purpose show, Miss Stephanie Ireland. How are you today, my dear sister, my soul, my sister, my friend, my special? How are you?
I am wonderful. I am blessed. And thank you so much for having me on your show. I am so honored.
I tell you, I remember we go back a lot of years, and I'm going to tell a funny story about your wedding later in the show. But she's been watching over me, guys. She was there when I pledged Delta Sigma Theta. I have a picture of her the day we did our probate. It was pouring down raining. And I have a picture of you holding the umbrella over my head as we walked through Howard's campus to become Delta Girls. And that picture is so symbolic of how you've been covering me over the years with all my trials and all of my ups and downs. You've always made it your business to check in on me. And every time I started feeling like, you know, I was the anti-Delta, you always gave me that speech like, don't you dare say that. I don't want to hear that. And I thank you for that. But that's not why we're here today, y'all. We're here today because we are celebrating the female entrepreneur. And every day this month on the Dory on Purpose show, we've been going strong. We've been telling her story because the female entrepreneur, like, they wear so many hats. They do so much. And today in the studio is, again, someone who's extremely special to me. But I want to take a moment and just read her bio, which is very extensive. Let me just go right here and I'm going to start. Stephanie has over 20 years of professional real estate experience. She is licensed in the state of Maryland and the District of Columbia and specializes in residential, investment, and commercial properties. Stephanie is a member of the National Association of Realtors, Maryland Association of Realtors, Prince George's County Association of Realtors, and Project Management Institute. She possesses a bachelor's degree in accounting from Howard University and has over 30 years of professional corporate experience in accounting, finance, project management, information technology. Stephanie is a certified project management professional, certified probate real estate specialist, and a senior real estate specialist. She's also an accredited buyer representative. Stephanie is a team lead for the Ireland Group, a full-time and full-service real estate group servicing Washington, D.C. and Maryland. The Ireland Group is consistently recognized and awarded by Prince George's County Association of Realtors as one of the top teams in Prince George's County for production, volume, and service. She's also a member of the PG County Association of Realtors Legislative Committee. Stephanie has appeared on the hit HDTV House Hunters show, season 195, episode 3, entitled Three Houses and a Baby, and the host of the talk radio show Real Talk Real Estate on the Survival Radio Network, a show geared to educating the public on various aspects of real estate and home ownership. She is a member of First Baptist Church of Glen Arden, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and the Howard University Alumni Association. Stephanie has been married for 35 years to Gregory Ireland and have one daughter. Stephanie enjoys boating, movies, and traveling. Keys to Stephanie's success has been her ability to work relentlessly to meet her clients' needs, leverage her expertise, and her professional and personal relationships, as well as her commitment to excellence. Her goal is to be your realtor of choice and to help as many people as and businesses as possible build wealth through real estate acquisition and investment. Again, Dory on Purpose Show, meet Stephanie Ireland. Wow, what an extensive resume. That is absolutely amazing, Stephanie. Now, when I met you, we were young college girls. We were just getting started. We both came out of the School of Business, and the goal was to go get you a good corporate job. I mean, so much so that Howard University was notorious for bringing some of the best companies to interview us, because if you left that campus without a job, it was almost as if the mission was not accomplished. So we did that. We went out and we worked for corporate America. And I know you have a story of corporations you've worked for and things you've done, but at what point and what inspired you as we celebrate the female entrepreneur to become a business owner?
So I think what really inspired me is that as I kept moving up the ladder, it became harder and harder, not in the sense of the work, but I just kept hitting my head against the ceiling. Why am I not making principal? Why am I not partner? Why am I not getting the opportunities that my work demonstrated I should have? Why am I training people with less knowledge and experience than me to take over positions that I should have? And, you know, for a long time I fought, because you know I'm a fighter, but it gets to be costly and it gets to be expensive and it gets to wear on your mental capacity. And so while I was great at what I did, I've occupied some great positions with some Fortune 500 companies. And by all exterior people, you know, external people looking in, you know, they would say, oh, well, she's doing great. She's really successful. But what people don't understand is the internal battles that it took to be there. And, you know, I've always kind of done real estate a little bit on the side. But in 2017, I just decided to, and some other things happened where I just went and started to do it full time. I felt like I could come back to my community that was really kind of suffering and needed some help with how to understand home ownership, and people weren't actually taking advantage or actually being given a lot of the knowledge of everything that could assist them in, you know, obtaining a home or getting that business. And so that's kind of why I decided to become an entrepreneur full time.
You know, that's amazing that you say that, Stephanie. And I put this on the screen. You said something so key. It was too expensive to stay in corporate America. I'm going to make an assumption, because I know what you did coming out of Howard when you did, the ladders that you climbed. I know at some point you probably were earning well over six figures, but, and everybody will say, yeah, oh, Stephanie, how could you leave that good job? They had no idea that it was taking such a toll on your mental health. And a lot of times all we do is look at dollars and cents. We don't count the full cost of what it means to give so much and knowing that you're worthy of so much more. And I'm so glad that you took inventory and you recognized that there was a better way. Like, it's not always the easier way, because we all know that entrepreneurship comes with its own cost, but at least we know if we pay the price, the possibility of breaking that quote unquote ceiling, or even not even having to look at that ceiling, that the ceiling disappears once you become an entrepreneur. I love the fact, Stephanie, let's talk about a little bit, that you wanted to come back and help your community. Like, tell me a little bit about that, because I know that at the time when you went full time, we were also experiencing a lot in the real estate industry. What did you bring to the community that was missing, you and your husband, Greg, and the Ireland Group?
So I had been a realtor since 2005, and I think Gregory joined me around in 2012. And 2005, you may remember, that's when the market crashed. Mm-hmm. I happened to live in an area in Prince George's County, which was deemed ground zero for foreclosures and everything.
Wow.
If you know anything about Prince George's County, and in particular, the area where I live, it's one of the wealthiest areas in the country, and especially for Black Americans. And so I was like, well, how did all these doctors, lawyers, just everybody not understand some of the mortgages that they took out? How were all these people getting subprime loans? You know, how did this happen to my community? And it really doesn't matter how smart you are, how many degrees you have. When it comes to real estate, it's something totally different. And we don't learn this, and we don't learn this generationally about how to buy a home, what our credit should look like, how to know when we're being taken advantage of. I had a client with an almost perfect credit score. 850. I think she had over 800. And a lender was trying to offer her outrageous interest rates, you know, for the credit score that she had. And we don't know because we don't ask sometimes. And so I decided, and how Greg and I really run our real estate business, we're very educational based. So we do get out in the community. We do a lot of seminars. We put a lot of information on our website. I have tons of people that, you know, call me just for information. Maybe they're working with another realtor. I don't know why, because they should have come to me first and then they wouldn't have the problems, but they'll call me when stuff's not working to try to figure out how to turn things around, get back on track, get out of the issues, stop a foreclosure, you know, someone's telling me this, does this make sense? And so we spend a lot of time really educating our community. And, you know, that's kind of what brought me back, being a safe space for people and kind of, I feel, empowering people to ask the questions.
You know, you made me think about something, Stephanie. And in your lane in real estate, I hear what you're saying. In my lane, in the digital space, a lot of times people want to come to us for, I got a quick question, or I want a little bit of advice. Can you tell me something real quick? And that's the way people get around paying you for your services. I'm just going to put it out there because yep. I have a consulting fee. I'm sure you have a consulting fee. How have you dealt with this as an entrepreneur, especially friends and family? We're just going to talk about it. Hey, Steph, I'm working with XYZ Realtor. I didn't choose you initially, and I'm feeling uncomfortable with something. Can you give me some advice? I know you do it because I do it, but how does that make you feel and how do you deal with it? Because I know others deal with it too.
So it can be crushing. You know, I dealt with it a lot during my early years as a realtor, and I'm still dealing with it now, but I have to make a conscious effort to make a change. So I'm going through this process too. You know, I had a coach that told me one time, you know, he said, you give out so much information that other people charge for, it's confirming why I don't have all the riches that I should have. I spend a lot of my time working with people that maybe other people wouldn't work with, that have challenges, need to fix their credit, only buying, you know, a certain dollar value of home that, you know, doesn't really bring a lot of money. And I've got to pivot. You know, so how I deal with it now, I'm in the process of setting up consultations. Mm-hmm. And so my consultations will come with a cost. Mm-hmm. It bothers my husband to no end. People will call me and he pretty much says, you got 10 minutes, because they'll want a whole thing. And brother man, don't play. So he's like, you can't be talking to them for an hour. You just gave them a whole consultation and helped them with their problem. And then people don't realize this is my business. This is how I make money. So I've given away a ton of freebies, but now I really have to pivot and monetize, because I can actually put a dollar figure to the lost opportunities that I did not get, or the consultations that I've given to people. And, you know, this person had a different realtor, but they had an opportunity to choose me. And I have to wonder, well, why is it? You know, and sometimes friends don't want to work with friends because they feel like you're too much in their business, but you're okay giving me your business when it's all falling apart. Because then you want me to help you and, you know,
tell you everything. Social security number, bank information. I got all of the stack of paperwork like this, and they want you to go through it for free. Well, here's my public service announcement, because she's special to me. And I'm in Philly, and I need y'all to understand that she is not a native of Merle, and she is from Chicago, okay? And she still got a little bit of Chicago in her. Going on, we were, those consultation fees, because let me tell you something, Stephanie, there's a good friend of ours. I'm not going to name her, but I have a ton of respect for her, and she has fun with us. She's a loving, kind individual, and she taught me something so real one day. And I came to her because I had this idea, and I knew she was a consultant, and she's my friend. And she said to me, Dory, it cost you $80 for an hour of my time. And guess what I did? I paid her because I knew that's the way she made money. So moving forward, y'all got to understand that as entrepreneurs, all that little, let me ask you a quick question stuff. We won't push back and pivot, because we do have consultation fees. If you want 30 minutes, it's going to be X amount. You want to fix this, it's going to be X amount. And if Stephanie, if they call you, tell them, call me. Because I got your back, girl. Just like you had that umbrella over my head, I'm going to put one over your head. And I know Greg got both of our back. Let's move on, because I want to bring up some pictures here. This is your logo for the Ireland Group. And I just want to show you real quick that the Ireland Group, as Stephanie said, they are really education-based realtors. They just don't want to sell you a house and get your money. They are here to make an impact in the community. So this is Stephanie's husband, Gregory. I know it is, because I was in their wedding. And the funny thing about me, this is the funny story I had to tell. When I was in their wedding, I don't know if it was my shoes were too tight. I don't know what was going on, but I actually was a bridesmaid and I fainted. You remember that, Gregory?
Yes, I remember.
I'm still sorry for that. You know, it was the bride's moment. And here I am on the edge, shaking like a leaf. I'm like, oh my God, I'm getting ready to faint. But they still made it. How many years? 35 years?
It's 37 now.
37.
We got married in 88. So it'll be 37 in September.
The fact that I fainted in the middle of their wedding, like standing on stage. And I want to put a banner up here, because we talked about something prior to the show starting. I did not know that the Ireland Group, they are part of Howard University's employee benefits. You know, I never knew that that could be part of a benefits package. Talk to us a little bit about that, Stephanie, and how you and Greg formed that relationship with Howard University and how that has worked out for you.
So it's, you know, it's funny how relationships, you know, can bring about different things. I was having lunch with a friend who worked at Howard University Hospital at the time, and she was really telling me about this challenge that they were having getting this, they wanted a chief of pharmacy or something for the hospital to accept a position, and, you know, she wouldn't. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, what is the issue? And they were like, oh, she can't figure out, you know, how to move here. I was like, what? Wait a minute. I'm a realtor. I can help her move here. And so, you know, so I was like, let me have her information. Let me talk to her. Let me find out. And so what happened was, you know, the woman had three children under the age of five, you know, and yes, she was like, I can't figure out how to go to the bathroom, let alone sell my house here, pack up, move to there, get my kids in school, find daycare, do all this kind of stuff. And so I said, well, you know, the university reached out to me again. They said, well, you know, because I proposed to them, you know, you need a relocation specialist. That's what you need. All the other hospitals have somebody. You know, this is DC, Maryland, and Virginia, three different states, three different laws, three different flavors of community. People can't figure this out. This is not like moving from Oklahoma to Oklahoma. This is, you know, different. And so they said, well, work with this person. And if you can get her to accept this job, we'll consider it. So, you know, I really went, met with her and her husband, you know, what's the issue? What do you need? And we need to sell our house, to buy a new house. We need to learn communities, because they were moving from a part of Maryland that's almost Pennsylvania. And they had to move down here close to Howard University. Mm-hmm. And they didn't know if they wanted DC. They just didn't know. And I just talked to them. What kind of vibe are you looking for? Where do you see yourself being comfortable? And so ended up selling their home, helping them buy a new home, new construction home, but at the same time made sure I found them a rental home while their permanent home was being built, so that they could stay in the same school district, because that was important to them. And so she ended up accepting the job. And it happened so quick, her head spun, found her daycares, you know, schools, the whole nine
you
yards.
Did all that?
So much, I did all of that.
Wow.
Did all of that. They even ended up putting, this is another story, they ended up putting me on their emergency contact list for their kids because they know anybody else down here.
Wow.
And so she took the job with Howard. And then Howard, you know, no shade against them. They did the right thing. They said, well, we can't just give you the, you know, the thing. You have to compete. You know, we have to open bid it, you know, proposal process. And so I went through that process, but then I was awarded. And so I got the opportunity at the hospital and helped them bring on so many people at the hospital that I also ended up working with the university. And it's the university that actually made me a part of their employee benefits. And so we helped their employees with home ownership education, rentals. I still do relocations when they're bringing different people in and out of the university and the hospital. And we're just there if the people in the university or the hospital have questions. And we so helped a number.
They pay up front and the university pays you?
No. So it's just like any other employee benefits, just like as if you had United Healthcare or anything like that. The employees pay the fees. It's a regular realtor relationship. So
okay.
It's more of an affiliation. I'm not contracted. I don't work for them. It's more of a partnership. I provide a service. I'm their person when they have someone that may have a housing issue, or you know, they're bringing in the next president and they have to find somewhere for them to live. I did not help this president, but I've helped a number of their other people come into the university and to the hospital.
Okay, so I want to show some pictures of Stephanie and Greg doing what they do, like the seminars, the meetings out in the public. This is their beautiful daughter. Let me show another. Tell me a little bit about I love that picture. Tell me, I can't call her name. I'm having a brain freeze.
Brittany.
Tell me, is she involved in the business or does she stay far away like my daughters do in my business?
You know, children are children. So even though she's an adult, you know, very much an adult, she's, you know, in her 30s, but, you know, she will help with things that she can help with. But, you know, to her, this, you know, she's living her best life, doing her things, but we leverage her and she'll come out to the seminars sometimes and do the filming, do videos, you know, do that kind of thing, posting on social media, stuff like that.
So as an entrepreneur, I'm going to take this down because I'm going to ask you this. As an entrepreneur, what has been one of your, and it's in particular as a realtor, what has been one of your proudest moments? What tell me about a moment that just made you feel like, hey, I left corporate America, I made the right move, and I'm so happy that I did. I know you have hundreds to tell me, but tell me one in particular.
So one in particular, I had a young couple. Actually my youngest couple ever out of 20 something years of real estate, fiance, 23 and 26. And they desperately wanted to buy a house. They had relocated to this area. They were in a rental. They were paying, you know, about $3,000 for a one bedroom apartment in DC. Maybe it was one bedroom and a den. Yeah, it's expensive in DC. And they lived in a very nice area of DC. So it's very, very expensive. And they really wanted to buy a home. So just helping them navigate the process. One of the things that we tend to not do is investigate all the programs that are available. DC at the time and still does has a program where you can get up to $200,000 to help you buy a house. And you can layer that money with other monies that are available in the city. So I was able to help them go through this program. It's awarded based on income and family size. But the income limit here in DC is $180,000. So it's not like you got to, you know, be $40,000 or make $20,000. You can make a significant salary. Took them through the program. Help them find a home. They got about $105,000 from the program. Help them buy over $500,000 house. Negotiated a deal down from $600,000 to about $525,000 with the seller giving money and agreeing to make some repairs and do a lot of things. All in all, they ended up getting into the house $500,000+. They came to the table with less than $5,000.
Wow. So I know I have hugs for you, boy.
I just talked. This was maybe 3 years ago. And I believe it or not, all my clients I keep in contact with, they just text me the other day to see how I was doing. They work some sensitive jobs with the government now. So I checked on them when things, you know, went a little crazy a couple of weeks ago. And they were like, "We're so sorry. We're just getting back to you. But, you know, how are you doing? What's going on?" And telling me about the new updates to the house. But that house that they bought, what, 3 years ago, about two and a half years ago, is now appreciated probably $125,000+.
Wow.
In equity, maybe 150 in just the last 2.5 years. So they're happy.
No, when you told that story, I thought about my mom and dad, because the house that I live in today, you know, I inherited this house from my father. And my father was 26 years old and my mother was 23 when they bought this house. And it was at a time when, you know, Black people were not buying houses in this particular neighborhood, and they were one of the first. And now, so it was 1966, and now we're going into 2026. It's almost 60 plus years that we've been in this house. So, you know, you have started something that could last for generations, and their children, their children's children, and now their children's children's children coming up in this house. So it is absolutely amazing. Now, I want to show this quick slide because we're approaching the 30-minute mark. I saw this on your page, and I thought it was really, it says a lot. How can somebody support you, Stephanie? Because I hear you and you do a lot for other people. How can we support you? Because I know you're licensed in certain areas. Tell us some things that we could do to support you as a realtor.
So first of all, one of the things that people don't understand about real estate, I can help you sell a house anywhere. You just have to contact me first. You want to buy a house in California? No problem. Call me. I can help you find a realtor in California, someone that's likely already in my network, because I do a lot of relocations in California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois are just some of the areas. Once I connect you with that person, with that realtor, it's considered a referral. And within the real estate industry, they'll pay me a referral fee. Doesn't cost you anything extra. It's out of monies that they were already getting. So that's one way. Let me be your referral realtor. If you're in the DC area, I can help you. If you're elsewhere, call me and I'll help you, you know, find someone. And what's good is I'm going to kind of vet that person for you or already know someone in your area. So that's one way. Another way is to just like and share anything that I post, and I'm going to do better about posting information. You know, you can find me on LinkedIn. I've got to fix some things on LinkedIn, but I'm at Homes by Stephanie. You know, that's how you can find me. Or I have two profiles out there as Stephanie Ireland. And that's because I had to have two profiles when I had that corporate job. And I just haven't been able to get rid of that corporate profile. If it's connected to some things. So I've got to undo some things before I can delete it. But my real estate profile, you can really tell because it's all about real estate. That other profile, it ain't been updated in 10 years.
So is that running across the screen? Is that correct? Homes by Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay, on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Homes by Stephanie. That's how you can find it.
Instagram. Are you on Instagram?
So I'm on Instagram and it's the Ireland Group DMV. And yes, supporting me on Instagram would be phenomenal. I'm getting a little more active on there. One of the things I'm looking to work with you and your company with, Dori, is helping with some of that social media marketing, because I know you're an expert, a pro, and know how to do all of that. So I'll be doing more of that. But those are ways you can support me. Anything you see that I have on Facebook, I'm kind of like a Facebook snob, though. I'm going to just say it. I keep my Facebook network really tight because I just don't want all the craziness that's out there. So the business page is the Ireland Group DMV. So if you subscribe and like that page, that's great. My personal page, I don't.
Okay.
I keep it very, I don't want all the crazy stuff.
And it gets crazy out there. It gets crazy in Facebook land. I'm telling you, sometimes I post some things and the crazies come from all over the place, but I just block them. I have the best block parties ever. I block them so fast, their heads would spin. Well, we're approaching the 35-minute mark. I want to show a few more pictures that are a little personal, and I pulled it up, and this is going to seem crazy. But before I do that, is this an upcoming seminar, or is this something you did in the past?
That's something I did in the past, but I will be doing another seminar at Howard. We were shooting for an April date, but we probably won't make that one, so we'll be looking to do one in May. I typically do one there at least twice a year, one at the university and one at the hospital. The last seminar I did for them was the highest attendance they ever had, because they do annual employee wellness benefits kind of seminars, and I think we ended up with like 120-something people.
Wow.
So it was crazy. It was crazy good.
Crazy good. I know that you're a gardener. I didn't hear that from you. Now, is this something you grew in your garden?
Yes, those are some of my cucumbers. I started gardening during COVID just because I was bored. And you know, I needed a hobby because all I did was work. And so I started gardening, and you know, what is it, 3 or 4 years later, now I'm up to 27 different items that I'll have in my garden. I graduated from my deck to actual ground garden because my husband's like, it's just too much stuff up here. It's looking crazy. So I have cucumbers, tomatoes, carrots. I have a lemon tree. I have cilantro. I've decided I'm going to grow for some of my own medicinal type things because things are getting a little crazy. So turmeric, ginger, garlic. A bunch of peppers, jalapeno, banana peppers, Caribbean ghost peppers.
Next time I'm in DC, I can come to the farmer's market and go shopping.
You actually can, because, you know, that's one of the things too. I grew so much stuff that I was just giving stuff out to my clients. I was like, bring your own bag, just like the grocery store. But, you know, and some of them wanted to go pick their own things, and they were like, can I actually do that? I was like, sure, here's some gloves. You can just, you know, pick what you want. Because Greg doesn't eat tomatoes, and I grew like almost 300 tomatoes.
What?
I can't eat all that.
And did it all start with a cucumber?
I'm sorry.
What was your first crop? Did it start with the cucumbers?
No, I started with tomatoes because tomatoes are pretty easy. I started with tomatoes, onion, basil. My first thing during COVID was I just wanted to grow a salad. That's all. I was trying to grow everything but the lettuce, you know, the peppers, the onions, the tomatoes, the basil, cilantro, and all of that.
Let me tell you something. I'm very sad that I have to bring this to a close because I know we can talk on and on. And, you know, like I said in the beginning of the interview, this one is really special for me, you guys. And I want you to right now put some houses, look on your thing and put some houses with some, no, I don't like houses and fire together. Put houses and hearts in the chat for my special, Stephanie Ireland. She's been special to me for just about 40 years when I met her. When I was on the campus of Howard University, before I became a Delta, she was one of the women who I just admired. I used to look at her and I said, I want to be a Delta like her. And many women at Howard had that same story. And I just want to show that you just celebrated 41 years or 42 years?
42 years.
42 years as a member of Delta Sigma Theta, her and her beautiful line sisters, all of whom I really love. They're just wonderful women doing some wonderful things out here in the world. But at the end of the day, this is our friend, our girl, my soror, my sister, Miss Stephanie Ireland of the Ireland Group. And I tell you, Stephanie, I'm going to give you one last word before I close out this show. If you had a last word for a female entrepreneur who wants to make it out here in these entrepreneurial streets, as I call them, what would be your advice to that young lady?
So I would say all things are possible. You have to believe in yourself, but we and our people cannot be separated from the community. So find your community, find your tribe, find your support, and just dig in.
Absolutely. That's a good last word. And again, I thank you for being here. Let's just talk about some of the things that Stephanie talked about today. First of all, the Ireland Group is a part of Howard University's benefit program. If you are a person, I know many people from Howard will be watching this interview. Listen, take advantage of the services. And when we started talking, the idea she told us, it became too expensive for her to stay in corporate America. It wasn't just about the six-figure salary that she was making. She was tired of hitting her head up against that glass ceiling, and it was starting to take a toll on her mental health. And thanks be to God that she understood that there was another way and that she started this little thing on the side because she wanted to help her community. She was very interested in real estate and making sure that our people didn't get caught up in the conundrums of not knowing and making bad decisions that could cost them for their lifetime. She noticed that the community was suffering, and we were not taught generationally how to buy homes and how to keep our homes. And that meant a lot to her, and it still does mean a lot to her. She noticed so much that she made her business very educational based, but we made it very clear that even though she gives an education, I want y'all to understand, y'all see my Philly face? Don't mess with my girl. Her fee is her fee. Don't be calling asking for a favor after you done hired somebody else to be your realtor. Because even though she's making a conscious effort to make change, she also want to make some dollars along with that change. If we can get an amen over here.
Amen.
Okay? She is a problem solver. The reason Howard took her on, because she's a specialist in what she does. She believes in what she does. She invests in classes and courses so that she can come back to her own community and be someone who is a resource for her community. Her biggest joy came when she was able to help a young couple find a house that they probably didn't even know they qualified for because they didn't have the money, because she knows about programs and things like that we don't investigate. There's money out there, guys. If you get with the right realtor, like Stephanie and Gregory, the Ireland Group, that you can get to money that most people do not even know exists. She can help you find a house anywhere. This is not just about the DMV. This is not about DC, Maryland, and Virginia. If you want to use her as a referral agent, you want to buy a house in Oklahoma, California, New Mexico, come to her first. She can do the vetting process for you so you can get the right realtor and then get you in the right space. If you want to reach my girl Steph, go to Homes by Stephanie on LinkedIn, where she has a profile. If you find that other profile, that's the old Stephanie. That's the corporate girl. Come to Homes.
She's not smiling. The corporate girl's not smiling.
She's not smiling. And see, my grandson, my family keeps me very grounded because he don't give a doggone that I'm recording. He decided he wants to walk past me. That's your special Dory on Purpose show. No, you cannot. We just a girl from the hood destined to do good. If you want to find her on IG, as a matter of fact, I want everybody to leave this interview and go follow her on IG at the Ireland Group DMV. Stephanie is increasing her presence on social media, and that would do us a lot if you would go follow her. On IG, she is the Ireland Group DMV. She don't want y'all in her personal business on Facebook. If you want to follow her on the group, her page is the Ireland Group DMV. She says to us, all things are possible, but you must believe. And I know that this young lady has believed through real estate, through downfalls in real estate, you know, the market crashing, because not only because she makes money, because she needs to make much more, as she always tells me, but she believes in this community. She knows, she understands the importance of community, and she stresses to us, just find your community and make sure you make your contribution in the community as she does. But from now on, y'all gonna pay. And if I gotta call Greg, I'm gonna call Greg, okay? And please don't make me pick up the phone and call Greg. So Miss Stephanie Howard Ireland, Miss Stephanie, I'm you know, after I get off this call, he's gonna get in
trouble. Leave that baby alone.
He is really gonna get in trouble because he's trying me so hard. Miss Stephanie Howard Ireland, you've gotten the Dory on Purpose special in my home, where my kids don't give a doggone about me trying to be Oprah, but I really love you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. I thank you for all the years that you held that umbrella over my head, figuratively, because I some days, you know, I was so low that I couldn't even get about the bed. And you always had a good word for me. And my good word for you is you are beautiful. You are amazing, not only on the outside, but you have such, if I talk to anybody and ask them about Stephanie, they're like, oh, she's so sweet. But not just from a sweetie perspective. Like, you hold your ground. You just have so much substance. And I love you dearly. Thank you so much.
I love you too.
And listen, guys, follow her, use her services, and make sure that the IrelandGroup.net, let me run that real quick. So it's running on the screen when we finish here. Okay. The IrelandGroup.net, that's the website you want to go to for all things Ireland Group. Again, we thank you so much for coming on the Dory on Purpose show. We're all month long. We are honoring the female entrepreneur. We've made it to the end of the month almost. And I think Stephanie may be the last interview. She absolutely is. And how special that is. She is the last woman that we are featuring on the show. So we thank you. We give God all the glory for all the women who have come out this month and made this an absolutely unforgettable month of women who have made a decision to make a difference in their community. So thank you so much from my family, who don't give a doggone about the Dory on Purpose show. And we thank you for all our guests. Go back and follow them. You know, help them continue their legacy of being people who change communities and change lives. Goodbye. We'll see you in April, where our new theme will be A Story Worth Telling. We're going to bring the brothers in next month. So if you have a story that needs to be told, if you're ready to bring it to the platform, I'm going to be reaching out. So again, thank you again from the Dory on Purpose show. We're out of here. Peace and love, y'all.